Spiritual discernment often improves when we learn to ask better questions. Poor questions flatten people. Better questions open wisdom. A poor question might be, what is wrong with you? A better question is, what is happening in your life and where do you sense God inviting growth, healing, repentance, or wisdom? A poor question might be, is this spiritual or practical? A better question is, how are the spiritual and practical realities connected? In creational discernment, we pay attention to the many aspects of life God created. We do not need to turn every conversation into a philosophy lecture, but we can quietly let these aspects guide our attention. We can ask about the body. How are you sleeping? How is your health? Are you exhausted? We can ask about emotions. What are you feeling most often? Where do you feel fear, anger, grief, or shame? We can ask about thinking. What thoughts keep repeating? What beliefs are shaping your choices? We can ask about relationships. Who is close to you? Where is there conflict, isolation, support, or pressure? We can ask about communication. What has been said? What has not been said? Where is misunderstanding growing? We can ask about resources. What pressures are you carrying with money, time, work, or responsibility? We can ask about justice and boundaries. Is anyone being harmed? Are responsibilities being honored? Are there limits that need to be respected? We can ask about love. What would love require here? What would patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, or self-control look like? And we can ask about faith. Where is God in this? What does Scripture say? What needs prayer, confession, worship, communion, community, or obedience? These questions help us avoid quick labels. A teenager who is angry may need correction, but he may also be grieving. A tired mother may need encouragement, but she may also need practical support. A leader who is controlling may need repentance, but he may also be operating from fear and insecurity. A student who cannot focus may need discipline, but he may also need sleep, structure, and help with anxiety. Better questions do not excuse sin. They help us understand the person more truthfully. Jesus often asked questions. What do you want me to do for you? Why are you afraid? Do you want to be made well? His questions invited truth, faith, and response. As spiritual leaders, we ask better questions because we are seeking wise care, not quick control. Creational discernment helps us listen before we label, understand before we advise, and respond with scripture-rooted wisdom for the whole embodied soul.